This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever is on your mind. Dial in toll free here. Take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. As we go into hour number two here of our New Year's Day edition of the show, we're here live with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Johnson, you wanted to talk about internet drama, specifically on the Reddit platform. Apparently, somebody who being labeled as fascists have taken over a so-called libertarian group on Reddit. Tell me more about this.
Well, can you imagine, like people of a particular persuasion, like moving into a geographic area and then enforcing their will on other people?
So it seems to be kind of an issue for libertarians in general on Reddit.
This isn't the first time this has happened on any social media platform.
Sure.
I mean, there have been takeovers in Facebook groups where somebody, I haven't read this story yet, so I'm just going to guess at how it goes, because in the case of Facebook group takeovers, somebody works their way into trust.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're like, I'm willing to be an admin, and, you know, I'm a good admin, or whatever. They've been in the group for a while, and then they're given administrative capabilities, and at some point they just go in and remove everybody else from administrative ability, and then they have control of the group.
Yep. So, I don't know if that's exactly how this went down, but we'll find out. So, for years, Reddit's most popular libertarian board, r/libertarian, eschewed formal moderation in a bid to stay true to its ideologies, anything goes ethos. But, of course, the last...
That always turns into an S show whenever you do that.
Yeah.
We tried that on the BBS long before Facebook was a thing.
Yeah.
And pretty soon
people
are showing, like automobile accidents, amputations, and scat porn. I mean, it's not great.
No.
Yeah. So, but over the course of the last several weeks, Reddit users with a history of advocating white supremacy and state authoritarianism took advantage of the open, unpoliced nature of the libertarian subreddit to make it their own. The new cadre of moderators have swiftly instituted strict rules they say are necessary to keep out trolls, undertaking mass bans of dissenting users. While the new moderators have written that they're banning liberals and leftists whose positions are counter to the group's longtime libertarian users of the group, say that they've been caught up and believe the moves are part of a far-right digital coup targeting r/libertarian.
Before you go on, this is yet another example of if you build it, it will be infiltrated, right? So in the world of politics, if you've got something, if you've made a communication structure, whether it be a political party like the Libertarian Party or this as a Reddit group, this is a thing that somebody created, got to a certain level of popularity. Because if it was five libertarians all talking to each other,
no one cares.
Nobody would have cared. But if it's 500 or 5,000 or 50,000, then it's, you know, the more numbers, the more interesting of a target it starts to become for these people.
Right. Well, some users are still pushing back against the leadership changes, but if the takeover is successful, it would give far-right users control of the largest libertarian subreddit, whose 261,000 subscribers
make it
one of the internet's most popular libertarian communities. The moderators' changes came 2 weeks ago after a group of leftist users from the r/ChapoTrapHouse podcast subreddit had allegedly brigaded r/libertarian. Brigading is a Reddit term for when outside users come into a group to troll it by downvoting posts.
Ah, okay.
One of our libertarians' moderators, Reddit user RightCoast, actually, I've heard that name before. That's kind of interesting. And new moderators that RightCoast brought on between December 6th and 7th argued that they needed to tighten the group's laissez-faire rules to protect it from outside trolling. Hello, r/libertarian. New moderator Job Destroyer wrote on December 8th in a now-removed post announcing the new rules. We are implementing a massive overhaul of the existing rules system. There are many reasons for this. In the post, Job Destroyer detailed a list of new restrictions barring trolling and off-topic conversations, and threatened to ban anyone believed to be posing as a libertarian, but were secretly on the left.
So this is one of these,
the witch hunt.
Yeah. These difficult things Free Talk Live has never been able to handle this either. So
moderation?
Moderation. Moderation is a tricky game.
Yeah, I tend to be hands off unless the most worst possible thing is happening, right?
Yes, so, but that's not necessarily a recipe for success. It's mm-hmm. just your particular policy.
Yeah,
I mean, I've seen.
Well, it's just because I don't want to spend a lot of time.
Right,
I just don't care that much.
Right, you don't get paid. Why would you?
Yeah,
you should send the secret leftists just start a new Reddit and then the banned message send them to a secret subreddit called r/McCarthyism.
Yeah.
So, the subreddit's users, along with the posters in other libertarian subreddits like r/libertarianuncensored and r/libertarianpartyusa, immediately decried the changes as a departure from libertarian ethos while calling attention to the background of users behind the change. Most of the five new moderators have a posting history showing them taking part in the r/TheDonald, pro-Trump subreddit, and r/physicalremoval.
Red alert.
Yeah. A subreddit dedicated to
helicopter
the idea.
Pilots.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
So my question is, how did these guys become the new moderators? I don't know if the article addresses that, but it's just sort of saying, there's all these new moderators of r/libertarian.
What the magic?
Right.
Yeah. Who approved that?
Yeah. I don't know if they fully have
there's your villain
figured
there.
It out. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, that person down.
So the r/physicalremoval is a subreddit dedicated to the idea of eventually forcibly removing liberals and leftists from society that was banned. That subreddit was banned in 2017 for posting content that incites violence. Two of the moderators who helped engineer the changes, one has since been removed, had previously voiced support for the regime of Chilean dictator Augusto Pinochet and debated the merits of fascism.
For those that are not familiar, libertarianism has, there's a certain faction of libertarian types that seem to like Pinochet and his penchant for taking people with whom he disagreed politically and shoving them out.
Remember, there were some actual libertarians who just changed into this.
Yeah, I wouldn't call those people libertarians, because a libertarian is somebody who believes in the non-aggression principle, and you don't throw somebody from a helicopter.
There were people who believed in the non-aggression principle who stopped believing in the non-aggression principle.
Right, no, they stopped. Mark was saying that libertarians could hold that view, and maybe I misunderstood.
I'm not saying that. I'm simply saying that we cannot divorce ourselves completely from, oh, no, that's not us, and I have nothing to do with it.
It's not us.
Well, look,
it's not.
If enough libertarians say, oh, yeah, that's me, then,
but they're not libertarians.
You don't get to say.
Yes, I absolutely do, just as everybody else gets to say. And I'm saying to you that if you're a libertarian, it means you adhere to the non-aggression principle, which or as much as possible, and throwing somebody out of the helicopter does not qualify as that.
Well, I'm a libertarian. I just don't believe in liberty.
Yeah, right.
Look, if the...
And further, there have been plenty of libertarians who've gone to the left as well. That doesn't mean that they're libertarians also, right? So think of the lady who moved here for New Hampshire's Freedom Migration, the Free State Project, who has completely gone to the left. Her name's Amanda Bolden. She was a state representative. And it still is. She's won re-election, and she's gone total Democrat and total to the left. There has been at least one, at least a couple people I can think of in this area, three that I can think of off the top of my head, who've gone completely to the left. There was a guy who lived across the street from us who turned into a communist because he was dating a communist man from Massachusetts, and he used to be a anarcho-capitalist libertarian type, and then he became a total beret-wearing communist.
Yeah, that's true.
And then there was another guy, David Cruz, who was one of the earliest movers for the Free State Project.
He doesn't look as good in a beret, but it's pretty close.
He moved here as a conservative Christian who became a gay communist. So that happened, too. Another gentleman who was a blogger at Free Keen for a while became a lefty and left and moved out to New York State after living in Vermont for a while. So you can give examples of people like Christopher Cantwell who were libertarians and went to the right, and you can also give examples of people like I just mentioned who were libertarians and went to the left. It doesn't mean anything for the people who are still libertarian. More coming up here in moments, 855, 450 free. It's just sad when people leave the ideas of liberty, and some of them do.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. freeescapebook.com. There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark at freetalklive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-5617 and use promo code FTL. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and it's the New Year's Day edition of the program. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about political takeovers. Apparently, this isn't a political party takeover we're talking about, but a political subreddit, Reddit being one of the social media websites out there. We actually have a Reddit for Free Talk Live. It's there built into the front page of our website over at freetalklive.com. Just click on, I think it's Show Topics and or Vote on Topics, one or the other. You'll see it there on the front page, and then you can vote up or down and submit different topics to that page, and other people can vote on them. That's kind of the whole idea behind Reddit. But, of course, when things grow large enough and popular enough, there's all kinds of internal fighting that comes about and schisms and debates over moderation tactics, and that's what Johnson is getting into here. I do want to let you know about a great opportunity to actually meet people who care about freedom in real life, because a lot of these internet trolls, they'll never come out of their basement. Okay, they're never going to get out from behind their computer monitor and do anything in real life. But people are going to be in real life, and they're going to be some of the most noteworthy libertarians, voluntarists, free thinkers, and anarcho-capitalists in the world, like Ron Paul, like Judge Andrew Napolitano, and dozens of other great speakers discussing entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, as well as lifestyles and personal relationships for 4 days among the sun and beaches of a world-class resort. And at this point, we're now maybe 6 weeks away from this event. So it's coming up fast. If you haven't gotten your tickets yet, I highly recommend you get over to anarchapulco.com, use code FTL, and you will get a discount because you're a Free Talk Live listener. And yes, we will. Mark, you and I will be broadcasting from that event.
Can't wait.
Although, I don't know, maybe you're going to be pretty busy running the Cryptopulco stage, but Free Talk Live will be there. And
I will chime in.
Yeah, you'll be in and out, I imagine. And, of course, it's easy to meet folks there because everybody's hanging out, and it's like literally going to be thousands of libertarians on a very, very beautiful world-class resort in Acapulco, Mexico. Check it out at anarchapulco.com, February 14th through the 17th of this year. Use code FTL for your discount. So, Johnson, you were talking about these new moderators being given access over at Reddit slash r/libertarian over at Reddit, which has, as you mentioned, over 200,000, 267,000 people are subscribers, which means that some percentage of them are more active than others. We don't really know, but it's a big one. This is not a, this is no small Reddit.
So essentially what had happened was, you know, our libertarian was raided by the leftist Chapo Trap House group that was downvoting everything. So they brought on some new moderators to try and deal with that situation. And I guess one of the moderators that was brought on was this guy, Right Coast. You know, with a zero. So, apparently, Right Coast played a key role in taking over the group by inviting new allied moderators.
And
he has a, presumably, he has a particularly troubling trail of posts across Reddit. In August 2017, Right Coast promoted the then upcoming Unite the Right white supremacist protests in Charlottesville, Virginia.
So, Right Coast, it's right there in his name. He's a right winger.
Yeah.
Right? Like, he's in. He's in the right wing.
Yep.
It's in his name.
Yep.
But what you're saying is in a moment of stress, while the group was under attack, basically, they desperately needed somebody to help us with these incoming leftists, and so they put basically the Chris Cantwell of the group in charge.
Yeah, and the group had kind of already, I feel like it's been, had been leaning a little bit right for a while anyway on our libertarian. You know, I've
the right wingers have been infiltrating the libertarian movement. That's
that's
a true statement.
I mean, but I've, you know, I pulled from our libertarian for prep for a very long time, you know, for this show. I've been looking, I used to use it as a source, just one of the places I would look to see. Unfortunately, 90% of it is just libertarian memes, so it's just an image.
Useless.
Which, you know, is totally useless. So it's actually was kind of a difficult source to sift through, but it, you know, there are gems in there. You know, one gem that I recently passed along to Daryl, for example, is apparently in March, the Ninth Circuit Court is going to be hearing some ballot access cases for the libertarians, you know. So that's an example of something that I probably not going to, you know, a source that I wouldn't have found elsewhere.
Gotcha.
So, anyway, so, okay, so going on. So Right Coast has been Oh, wait. Okay, so...
They brought Wright Coast in. He then approved new moderators.
Right.
So they gave him moderator abilities, and apparently the ability to add other moderators.
Yeah, but he was...
Turns out when power was given, it was abused.
Yeah. So he, he was... promoting the Unite the Right thing. He would back the idea of an ethno state, supported Fash the Nation podcast, apparently.
Jeez.
He was some neo-Nazi blog. He was a moderator of the R the Donald and a moderator of Physical Removal. And although before the changes, the subreddit had been, for all intents and purposes, unmoderated, there were still several users on file as moderators who did not act on user requests to move content or ban users. Wright Coast has been one of these moderators since 2010. Last year, some members of the group lobbied for the account to be removed from the position because of the user's association with fascist, far-right, and hate subreddits. After some debate, Wright Coast ultimately remained as a moderator, but kept a low profile until after the alleged Chapo brigading. Members of the Chapo subreddit have disputed whether such an attack was actually launched from their board. Maybe there's a conspiracy here. But
Well, I'm looking right now at the list of moderators. I don't see this guy's name. So did they remove him?
Maybe he got removed.
Okay.
I'm not sure. Maybe
they took over.
Yeah.
Maybe they completely took over. I don't know. The platform had initially avoided taking aggressive steps to clamp down on hate speech. Even more mainstream sites like Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter moved to purge racists. Reddit finally announced in October 2017 that it would take stricter actions against content that incites violence, leading to the closure of several far-right groups. The site has long been home to alt-right groups espousing hate and endorsing violence, such as Million Dollar Extreme and The Great Awakening, both of which Reddit ultimately banned. Users and moderators who used such groups have flocked to other subreddits like The Donald and Cringe Anarchy and others, where they continue to pump out hate content. Rishab,
because they can't do it anywhere else. I mean, these hate mongers, they exist primarily on the internet. The fact that
if you go around talking like this, you're going to get punched in the mouth.
The fact that they showed up in real life in Charlottesville, Virginia last year was an unusual event. The reason why that was newsworthy.
Several of them ended up in prison.
Is because it was newsworthy. They don't ever show themselves, rightfully so. They ought to be hiding in the shadows because their views about other human beings are despicable.
Hmm.
And they're anti-human, and they should be run out of all the corners of the internet. I fully support that.
Well, Rishab Nithyanand, a professor of University of Iowa who has researched far-right extremism on Reddit, says he's observed banned groups simply refocus their efforts elsewhere on the platform.
Mm-hmm. Sure. They got nothing else to do.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we're talking about here.
Basically saying it barely slows them down, but he doesn't know what can be done to actually stop
them. They're well organized online.
You can't stop people from talking.
Yeah. Right. And these are teenagers to young 20s probably, likely, a lot of them, and they've got nothing but time.
And probably a lot of them are just interested in trolling anyway.
They're just trolling. And, the same thing's true of these lefties who came into the group as well, apparently, and, ostensibly were doing a bunch of downvotes. These are people who don't have anything better to do than go into a Reddit and just spend time downvoting all of the posts there.
Some of these people might not have any hate at all. They just want to make people angry on the internet.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
USA Radio News. The family of an American who is under arrest in Russia for spying charges fear for his safety.
Brother David Whalen says Russia detained 48-year-old retired Marine Paul Whalen last week while he was in Moscow, and officials are calling it a spy mission. David Whalen says he'll have to trust the Russian lawyers to represent his brother, Paul.
We will go along with the embassy's recommended list, and hopefully Paul will find a lawyer that will be able to help him through the criminal allegations that Russia has alleged.
A 2-year-old boy at the Brevard Zoo in Melbourne, Florida, was rushed to the hospital after the child fell into a rhino exhibit. British police are treating a New Year's Eve stabbing as a terrorist attack. 3 people, including a police officer, were seriously injured after being stabbed at the Manchester railway station. Pope Francis also issued a New Year's message where he called for unity this year. The Pope said we all dwell in the same house, but not as brothers and sisters. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Right here, toll-free number is 855-453. Like Freedom, that's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. That's basically where a lot of the interaction goes on between Free Talk Live listeners these days. Mark, you'd mentioned the BBS, as we called our forum back in the day. Back in the day when people on the internet used forums. They don't really use them anymore. We still have a forum. It's just not the original one. We've kind of got our own section of the Shire Society forum, and because that's really all we need. There's just not that much demand for forums. But the Discord is hopping. It's always busy. There's always people chatting in the Discord. It's just a live chat service. It's there. It's free. It's 24/7. There's people in there right now over at discord.lrn.fm. You can get it for whatever device you've got. Maybe you prefer your phone or a laptop or desktop computer. Whatever operating system, there's probably a Discord for you. Go to discord.lrn.fm. You can try it out on the web for free, and then all the apps are free as well if you want to download an app. And it's pretty sweet because it lets you call the show as well. So in addition to the text chat rooms, and there's several of them with different topics, there's also voice chats, and we've got 4 voice chat rooms that are specifically intended for calling Free Talk Live. So during the show, if you want to sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us, just go to discord.lrn.fm, or if you just want to chat with folks any time of the day or the night. And if somebody tries to come into our chat room and rate it, then we do have some moderators there who will ban you. So if you try to come in there and just spam a bunch of porn into one of the not safe for work channels, then you're going to get booted. If you want to come in there with racism, you're going to get booted.
Say goodnight, Crazy.
Yeah. And the nice thing is when you get banned from Discord, it erases all of the posts that you've ever made. So we don't have to, go back and like clean up a bunch of posts. It's just ban and all of the posts you've, all the time you've spent. So if you were like actually posting useful things before you went crazy and posted a bunch of crap, well, all your useful stuff's going to get wiped out too. So keep that in mind. And if you behave yourself, and most people do, you'll have a good time.
It's a nice experience.
Yeah. Discord.lrn.fm. Johnson, you're telling us about a libertarian group on Reddit, /libertarian, r/libertarian, that was ostensibly taken over. But when was this story published? Because this current guy they're talking about.
20th, I believe, of December.
Okay. They're saying that a bunch of right-wingers were brought in to moderate this group on Reddit, and that caused some problems.
Yeah. I don't know where it stands now, currently, because, again, this is a little bit, the article's a little bit out of date. But Reddit is, you know, has some interesting replies. Generally, I guess Reddit says it's working against users who violate its policies, but that it had no specific policy of banning moderators of banned subreddits from continuing to moderate elsewhere. The company did point to research which suggests that banning groups might improve their participants' behavior as they're forced to move to new subreddits. We are very clear in our site-wide policies on the behaviors that are prohibited on Reddit, including content that encourages or incites violence, threatens, harasses, or bullies, a Reddit spokeswoman told Mother Jones in an email. If a user or a subreddit is in violation of these policies, then we will pursue appropriate enforcement actions.
So this is an article from Mother Jones about, they actually wrote an article at Mother Jones?
I don't believe that the article that, oh no, you know what? It actually, yes it is.
Okay. Yeah. Mother Jones wrote an article about a libertarian subreddit being raided by right-wingers.
Mother Jones, and I think it's, is it Slate or is it the other one that begins with an S, spend a lot of time worrying about libertarians. Mm. And it's for very good reason. I remember I sat with a senior staffer from Cory Booker next to him on a train some years ago. It was 2012.
That's some politician?
Yes, he is a senator. Was it 2012? I can't remember what year it was. It was not too long ago.
Yeah.
And he said he's not worried about Republicans because they have a demographic problem.
They're dying off, you mean?
Yeah, dying off and running off people who aren't white as quickly as possible was basically his assertion. I don't think it's entirely untrue. The Republican Party needs some rebranding pretty quickly. As I say that as a Republican. However, he's worried about the libertarians. Not big L libertarians. He's not worried about the Libertarian Party. He's worried about people who are libertarian and what's going to happen with them, because my guess is liberals don't like libertarians because they can't argue against them particularly well. It's not easy to bring on factual arguments and put them to the pavement, and that's what the complaint really is.
Well, yeah, libertarians, the real ones, tend to come from a position of principle. And Republicans don't have principles. They're just going for whatever Rush Limbaugh said or whatever Hannity said.
You look at people who identify as libertarian, and in the political sphere, they're the smartest people in the room. Sorry.
That might be true.
It's the truth. Yeah. They've done it. Like, more than one study has shown it.
Probably also the most awkward people in the room, but,
doesn't matter. Who cares?
Well, I mean, it does matter when it comes to running a political candidate.
If you want to shame and ignore the smartest people in the discourse, you get what you deserve.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happens all the time. Both sides.
Well, look, but it does matter when it comes to running politicians, because if all you've got is a bunch of awkward people who cannot speak, in front of a group of people or put two words together or whatever, you got a huge problem on your hand. That may be the smartest politician, but they're not the right one to get elected. You know what I mean? They're not going to connect with people. They don't have whatever charisma is necessary to be able to do that. So that's one of the problems libertarians run into, is there's so few of them. that they have a very select group from which they can even pull their political candidates, because not every libertarian wants to run for office, and so therefore you're stuck basically with a handful of them that are willing to in most places, unlike New Hampshire, where there's a larger selection, there's a larger group of libertarians from which more can actually run for office. Now, of course, many of them here are running as Republicans and or Democrats, so it's kind of the
libertarian
reverse.
As somebody who cares about, you know, libertarian policies being implemented, you have one of three options. Basically, shut up and live your life. Attempt to get involved as a libertarian where you are, mm-hmm. and be very, very frustrated at an enormous amount, a lack of success,
loss after loss,
or move to New Hampshire and be frustrated at a slightly less, devastatingly large amount of lack of success.
Well, I would say we've had tremendous successes here in New
Hampshire compared to everywhere else. Historically,
compared to
yes.
The 40 years of Libertarian Party history nationwide, we've had way more success here in New Hampshire. I'm not talking about Libertarian Party. I'm just talking about the libertarians as a whole.
Sure.
The fact is, the libertarians here, whether they be running as Republicans, Democrats, or libertarians, the people here, and even more so in the Keene area, have had a tremendous impact on just generally all kinds of things. The newspaper here, for instance, has been around libertarians long enough to actually learn what it means. This year, or last year, in 2018, I ran for state senate here in the Cheshire County area. And it was my first time running for state senate, but I've run for other things, and others have run for many things. And, yeah, and I always do it as a message campaign. I don't have any expectation to win. I just want to get the word out about
freedom. That's evidenced by the fact that you put no money into the campaign.
I would never put money into politics. It's such a waste. So the point was to get the message out. The newspaper invited me in for an hour-long interview, and they did this with multiple candidates. And I, of course, went in. Great opportunity, right? And it was great. And the questions they asked were intelligent. They were informed. They were well-researched. I couldn't object to anything that they asked me. I thought they were great questions, and it gave me the excuse to talk about some very principled, voluntarist views. And toward the end, they pointed out that, hey, you don't sound like the gubernatorial candidate for the Libertarian Party, because they'd had her into that same room and asked her similar questions and noted that she gave much less libertarian-sounding answers. In fact, in their essay or their editorial where they endorsed the Democrat for governor this year at the local newspaper, they actually called out the Libertarian candidate for governor, who's a very nice woman, as being not libertarian. And the way they knew that was because they've been around enough real libertarians here in Keene that they learned what it means to be a libertarian. They don't necessarily agree with it, but at least they understand what it means. How many other editorial boards at newspapers have any kind of grasp on that? So we've had a tremendous impact here. When this local restaurant was causing all this controversy, some people said it was a free Keene plot. There's more coming up here in moments.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
at wolfhillammo.com. We love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. wolfhillammo.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.99. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at Slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll free. Bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've been talking about libertarians being infiltrated on, in your case, Johnson, a Reddit group.
Mm-hmm.
But yours is just the latest example of a variety of these sorts of infiltrations that have gone on over the years. CopBlock, of course, also suffered from this, though not from the right. CopBlock suffered from this just from, I think, some on the left and just others who, you know, were troublemakers. Who knows what their political viewpoint was. They just weren't in favor of what the CopBlock was doing. And the internal infighting in CopBlock was one of the things that led to the downfall, generally, of that entire organization over time.
This story is more about our general comments on the this idea, you know. Anyway, that's why I brought it in, and you know, I'm willing to kind of wrap it up where it stands, just because you know they go on to mention, you know, people like Gavin McGinnis and Stephen Molyneux and their communities kind of turning very far right, and you know, just some other commentary about you know, these kinds of things, and they don't have any comment from Right Coast,
who is
the moderator, about why that they were trying to take over the libertarian group and, you know, are libertarian and what that is. You know, part of the reason why this story caught my eye and I was interested is because I'm actually a webcomic that have you ever heard of Anarchy Ball?
Yes.
Yeah, Anarchy Bell is quite funny, and Anarchy Bell has kind of been making fun of Liberty Hangout for quite some time. Okay. And
Liberty Hangout is
our libertarian on Reddit.
Okay.
So they kind of made fun of it as being too far to the right for some time now. And so I saw this article and I'm like, oh, let me see what this is about. Now they've apparently gone full far right. So
wait, who's gone full far right?
Our libertarian.
Oh, okay.
So well, and apparently maybe they got rescued.
They
I don't know.
Got rid of that guy.
Yeah,
the guy you're talking about, the right coast guy, is not on their list of moderators at this point.
You know, I don't know. Unfortunately, I don't have an article about how maybe they took it back. But
that's not to say that the whole place isn't infiltrated with a bunch of right-wingers. I don't know. I don't spend any time there. I really don't like Reddit, but it's a place that I will go to post, because I won't go to Facebook. And I'm on the other platforms like Twitter and Mastodon and
maybe if somebody knows,
Telegram.
They can call in and tell us if they've been following this.
But the you know, Reddit is a really frustrating place generally. It's just full of a bunch of jerks, from what I can tell.
It's the internet, I think, is what you're talking about. Not necessarily Reddit.
Yeah.
You might be talking about Reddit and Twitter and
but they're particularly
Facebook
whiny.
And...
I mean, maybe it's just because I've spent enough time there to actually see this happening.
Yeah.
There's this stupid rule on Reddit that says that you apparently can only post, out of every 10 posts, you can only post one post of your own, basically, like that you have to post content that was not created by you.
Oh, interesting.
That's some supposed general rule of the platform.
Huh.
And, of course, I'm constantly posting content created by me because I'm a content creator and I want it to get exposure, right? So
right.
So now I
should be a content sharer.
Yeah. Now, you know, so if I go to / New Hampshire, I get this all the time from the people there who are very, very nasty.
Reddit, you're not Wikipedia. You know,
yeah.
Like that's the idea. It would be the idea is to have if you're having your sharing other content as opposed to your own content is because only other people should be sharing your content.
Yeah. And it doesn't matter that I'm not sharing Free Talk Live or a video with me in it or something like that. I'm sharing original news and opinion content being posted over at Freekeen. So like the story about the restaurant that we talked about earlier or the guy who got his house raided, actually who was right down the street from where you work every day.
Yeah.
The guy who got his house raided by the SWAT team, and I had the video of that posted to Freekeen. I'm the person who breaks some of the news around here.
It's true.
And so it's like, oh, so I'm not allowed to post content that I write about other people,
but they don't,
just because it was written by me.
In our New Hampshire, they don't like you. So
a lot of them don't.
That's just the end of the story.
A lot of them don't. And that's because they're a bunch of haters, and they are people who hate freedom. And they know that Freekeen is a relevant blog, and they hate the fact that it exists, and they hate Freekeen, and there's a bunch of people like that out there. And the reason why, and this comes back around to what I was saying before, the reason why we get hate is because we're on the right track. It's because we're doing things that get attention, we're doing things that are newsworthy, and we're doing things that have the possibility of changing things in the future. And people who like the status quo and they like the government the way things are and they want bigger government, they hate libertarians. And they hate successful libertarians. And the libertarians in New Hampshire have been more successful than any of the libertarians anywhere else in the United States across the entire 40 years of the Libertarian Party. Whether they be getting elected as Republicans or Democrats, there's so many different stories here of why New Hampshire, it ain't just a little bit of a difference, Mark. It's a huge world of difference as far as how much influence libertarians have within not just the state government, but also within media here in New Hampshire.
Sure, but what's the result? I mean, Florida just recently eclipsed New Hampshire as the freest state of the union on the Cato's charts because they...
Yeah, but just barely.
Yeah, it's true, but New Hampshire had been number one. And
it had to do with a recalculation of how they calculated things.
It's true. Having to do with property rights, which, I mean, yes, there are more libertarians. Yes, they're more active. Yeah. But what are the results?
The results
Secondly,
we've got more influence within the media than any other libertarian group anywhere else.
You would think
and
that
we've
that
actually
would
got people elected.
You would think that that would result in something, and I hope the best.
It has. Marijuana decriminalization. It also has resulted in guns being able to be carried without a permit, although the Democrats will, I'm sure, try to undo that within this next term. We'll see how that ends up going.
Yeah, that puts
it's
New
politics.
Hampshire up there with
it's
some other states.
Struggle. It's a constant struggle.
So, you know, like one thing I think that's worth pointing out is that humans are the way humans are, and humans tend to be somewhat tribalistic. Right?
Yeah.
And so if a group of people come with their stated purpose of changing government in a given geopolitical area, some people, whether they agree or disagree or have never thought about it or whatever,
they're going to get pissed.
They're going to be unhappy simply because that is the stated goal.
That's, of course, the case. Yep.
Yeah.
That's
and
thank God none of them have been strung up from a cross and burned alive.
Some of them, you know, some of the reason that people are angry in New Hampshire isn't because they hate freedom. It's because they're just sort of the opinion that you shouldn't come to a place and then attempt to change it immediately.
Well, sorry.
Just saying.
We're here. We're not leaving.
Well, you know, plenty have.
Yeah. Well, not everybody's got the level of commitment that it takes, and that's fine. Luckily, over time, more people are coming who are more committed. The people who have moved within the last couple of years have been more likely to purchase homes here in the Keene area. So the kind of the dedication or the stick-to-itiveness or the quality of putting down roots is something that exists more now than it did 10 years ago. The earliest of movers for this migration tended to be the more transient types, the people who didn't have anything to really leave. So it was easy for them to leave where it was they left. And They blew out. And now we got people who are buying houses. We've got people who, you know, the last guy that moved in like 9 pods worth of stuff. It took us 7 hours just to move all that. In fact, he found one. He had so many pods that U-Haul lost one of them.
And
as
he wasn't sure about it.
Yeah, as he was unpacking, he's like, "Where's that vase?" And then he, you know, called up U-Haul, and they're like, "Oh yeah, oops, we still have this here in Michigan." And so we finally, he finally shipped that over, and so we had another move-in party for him. You know, 3 months or not 3 months, 3 weeks after he originally moved in. So there's nothing like what we have here, Mark. We've got a situation where if you move to New Hampshire, wherever it is, and you let people know that you're coming, there's going to be a group of strangers who are going to probably end up being your friends who show up at your house and will help you unpack a full-length trailer, you know, travel trailer or truck or whatever. Usually within about 50 minutes. It's rare that it goes longer than an hour for one of these move-in parties as far as the actual time of unpacking a truck that probably took them 13 hours or 8 hours or whatever to actually pack up.
Sure. They didn't have all the help to pack it up as they're going to get to unpack it. And I've participated in multiples of these, and it's amazing the difference. In one case, I packed the truck. Mm-hmm. With your help, and moved up here, and then we had, I don't know,
half a dozen at least people.
Half a dozen people show up, and the truck was done in 45 minutes.
Yeah, that was more than 12 years ago, too.
Sure,
back when people actually traveled a ways to get to one of these move-in parties. Now there's enough people in most of the general areas of southern New Hampshire that people don't have to go too far to one of these things. So that's another example. I'm just giving that as another example of the unprecedented community that we have here in New Hampshire, where people will come together for people they've never even met in their entire lives just because they know they have the same political belief system generally, and they want to help those people come here, and they want to make it as smooth or and easy as a process as possible. What I would recommend to anybody out there who's hearing this, and, you know, maybe for the first time and thinking it sounds too good to be true, or, you know, you want to learn more about it, check out the 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. It's a great documentary film. It actually just celebrated its fourth year. It came out in 2014, and I still think it is relevant today. It's only about an hour long, and it goes over 101 great reasons why New Hampshire is already arguably the most free place, and is only going to get better as more libertarians come here. Mark, you pointed out that Florida edged out New Hampshire in this year's most recent Freedom in the 50 States. I suspect that will change over time because people are not moving to Florida as part of a mass migration of libertarians. They're moving to New Hampshire. More coming up here in moments. Hour number 3 is next. You can take control of the airwaves. 855-450 free like freedom. We'll talk about pot coming up.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the week weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Yeah, you can do it if you try.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.